There are an estimated 1 million white-tailed deer in Virginia, a population of special interest to the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, Executive Director Ryan Brown.
Most people associate them with hunting, and yes, 90% of our hunters roughly do hunt for white-tailed deer. White-tailed deer is also the number one watched wildlife.
Which is why some people continue to feed deer. But Brown says that's one way those animals are infected, with a fatal condition.
Congregation of deer is a way in which chronic wasting disease is spread through nose-to-nose contact. So we encourage the public not to feed deer because the deer don't need it in Virginia in order to survive. And number two, attracting deer to a particular feeding location simply ups the odds that the disease will be spread within the herd.
The disease poses no risk to humans. It's caused by prions, proteins that can live in the soil.
The prions can exist for many, many years and be picked up by deer who visit those locations where an infected deer has been.
CWD was first identified in Shenandoah County across the border from West Virginia. But last year, a case was confirmed in Culpeper County. The state promptly organized a public education campaign.
We scheduled a public meeting in Culpeper and had a standing room only audience. The event was also streamed online by 20,000 individuals.
The department continued to check for the disease in animals killed by hunters.
We also instituted a program just over the course of the last year with the taxidermists in the state where we're getting samples of deer that are brought to them. Chronic wasting disease is more prevalent in older age male deer than it is in other age class deer within the herd. And those coincidentally also happen to be the most likely animals to make their way to a taxidermist. These are your big bucks.
Finally, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries would like to hear from anyone who finds a dead animal.
There are many other factors in nature that contribute to the death of a deer that don't involve chronic wasting disease, but it's always beneficial for us to know and have the opportunity to take samples.
Brown says chronic wasting disease has infected herds in many other states, but Virginia is better off than some, having banned captive herds and the importation of deer. I'm Sandy Houseman.